Welcome to Hidden Battles, Destigmatizing Mental Illness, a weekly podcast where passionate advocates of mental health converge to illuminate unseen struggles faced by millions. Join Jeremy, Terrell, and Lorraine as they delve into candid conversations about stigmas, cultural risk, values, intersectionality, and mental health. Hear from mental health professionals and those diagnosed with a mental illness. Together, they put on the table the things people think about but are afraid to talk about. Get ready to embark on an insightful journey.
Listen weekly on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcast, and subscribe, like, and please share with family and friends that can benefit. See you on the journey.
Raise our kids to be spiritual.
Yeah.
Okay. In a non-denominational church, as opposed to saying, hey, you got to come over here.
Yeah.
Or you're fucked up, and vice versa.
See, that's a close religion. That's still Jesus Christ based and but, God the Father. So you can't say it's totally different.
Yeah, but so with me, it was worshiping on Saturday, but her was worshiping on Sunday.
Just different days.
So it's like, you know, so there was this, you know, big thing about that. We decided that we're going to just go right down the middle. So we valued Christianity.
Yeah, exactly.
And we did not let that value split us apart.
Sure.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. But to get back to the kind of the operating system that your family has, if you have a value that says don't date honkies, that's not a value. We're talking about... You know what I'm saying? Like, because that's just discrimination. There's no room for it. And good luck in America, because you're about to get disappointed and you ain't going to see your grandbabies and you're not going to see them get married. And you're not going to see
that as a value.
Then so be it.
I value my race. I value my culture.
Okay, well, and you know what?
You know what I'm saying? I mean, but you know what I mean? I think
that that's few, far between. And if it's not, it needs to be.
All right.
You know, and so when we're talking about divisiveness and we're talking about, you know, how we really dissect religion and all of those kind of intersectionality issues and so on and so forth. Like, it's like trying to say you can't date somebody in a wheelchair. It's the same thing as saying I can't date somebody.
I agree, 100%.
You know what I mean? It's just flat out discrimination. It's dumb.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you have that on your sheet, you can go ahead and turn the radio off and change the channel, because we're not talking to you. We're talking to people that are actually want to move forward. Progressives and liberal, or progressives and, or liberals and conservatives to move your agenda forward.
Right.
And if you really take a look at it when it comes down to it, all Americans value the same fucking
thing.
We value freedom. We value our financial independence. We value freedom of speech. We value our children. We value these things, yet we're divided. Old war tactic, divide and conquer, divide and conquer, divide and conquer. So that's all you see on TV is how this group hates this group and they incite violence in this area.
Exactly.
Like, you know.
So we should think about maybe adding diversity as a value?
Yeah, that's really good.
Diversity?
And see what happens in those situations when you have families coming over with these rules. Don't accept or date outside of your race. Actually, and if the kid does, it's actually helping those parents to deal with their discrimination, to deal with their hatred, to deal with their blind side. So it can be, you know, an actual growth for the family. They may go to their grave and not accept it.
Yeah, and how many times has a child went outside of what the family wanted, and then let's say that you had a gal, a white gal that's having a mixed baby, and the white grandparents are like, I love the shit out of that damn baby no matter what. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And they had to learn.
Discrimination has no place in the value system. A good starting point is to evaluate and be honest about your beliefs. You may have to get to a point to change your limiting beliefs.
Welcome to Hidden Battles, Destigmatizing Mental Illness, a weekly podcast where passionate advocates of mental health converge to illuminate unseen struggles faced by millions. Join Jeremy, Terrell, and Lorraine as they delve into candid conversations about stigmas, cultural risk, values, intersectionality, and mental health. Hear from mental health professionals and those diagnosed with a mental illness. Together, they put on the table the things people think about but are afraid to talk about. Get ready to embark on an insightful journey.
Listen weekly on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcast, and subscribe, like, and please share with family and friends that can benefit. See you on the journey.